try to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm here trying to figure it out. Getting hard to sleep, blood is in my dreams. Love is killing me, trying to figure it out.
You can't. Hold on 1 second. That's weird. You should be able to. That's weird. Frank, why can't... Oh.
You got something in queue?
No, nothing's in queue. Well, we're live. Say hi, Dougie. We're live. That's weird, man.
Audition the inaugural show of the Wake Up Labor Dougie Show live here in the studios of Love Army Radio. Pretty impressive, right?
Yes, very impressive.
Yeah, when it works. I don't know if the interns had... Sorry. There it is. All right. Sorry, the interns were
in here. Interns.
What'd they do?
God. They're the worst. It's like they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself, but... As everybody in the next two or three rooms could probably hear me.
I can hear you.
You can?
I can only hear myself out of my left ear, but that's okay because...
There we go. Nice. Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's a nice little song there by...
By Royal, what is it? Royal Blood?
Royal Blood.
Royal Blood. Dougie is enlightening me with his music.
That's my new intro song.
It's his new jam.
Come out on stage.
When he comes out. We're having technical issues, everybody.
Rob. It's all right. Yeah, I'm good. I can hear. I'm just loudish. I'm just loud. My wife has a point. I'm really loud.
You talk too loud. You speak too loud. You need to speak clearly and you speak too loud. What?
Where is your wife from?
She's from Cambodia.
Cambodia?
Yeah, you know, that tourist attraction over there in the Far East.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Anyway, so we're off and running here at the Bub Army Radio Studios. I'm here with Tiffany Barbie.
Hey, what's up?
Who's from this West Coast area.
I am from here. This was only 30 minutes from my house. Yep. This is like one of the most convenient radio shows I've ever done.
Not as convenient as when I do it out of my studios, out of my house.
Well, that's far from my house.
But this is much, much better. You know, much better stuff. And obviously the main studio, which we walk by.
Well, yeah, that was very nice.
I thought we were going to get to use that. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
There's a bar.
I know, there's a bar. We can like...
And drums.
Yeah.
We could drink and play the drums if we were in the other room.
The only other time I'd probably feel more inadequate other than playing the drums is if I was trying to play basketball. Like, those would be two things
I'm
that I would
so
be like,
good at basketball.
Really?
I'm so good at basketball, and I think I could be really good at the drums. I'm really good at banging.
Really? Okay. Well, the calls are coming in now. Guys are just lining
and
up.
And I'm single.
The By the way, you can call us in the studio. It should be on the site if you're watching us. I imagine you're just not like driving down the street somewhere on 75 and all of a sudden you hear like, I'm going to switch a channel. Does anybody really switch channels anymore when you're on the radio? Do you hear like, then you pull something else?
I do a lot of internet radio. So this is on the internet. So there you go. But the phone number, if you want to call in, it's 813-90-BUBBA.
That's right. With two B's.
I have always dreamed of being in the same building as Bubba.
Really?
No. I actually have been. I met him once, like, back in the 90s at the Bay Area Outlet Mall, and he was there signing autographs. This is back when, like, he was doing, like, all the, like, 93.3 stuff.
Right. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, I introduced him when I started listening to, you know, Howard and satellite radio. I never listened to Howard until satellite radio. And then, you know, because then it, to me, it was, like, the real time to listen to it. You know, I mean, it was
I wasn't allowed to listen to Bubba.
By the way, can we say, is this real radio? Can we say anything we want? Did I curse already?
Oh, yeah, you can curse.
Oh, yeah, I heard people saying the F word when I was in the lobby.
Yeah,
they were calling. I was like, are we allowed to say
that? Yeah, they were saying, Frank.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show. This, you know, we're glad we got to do this. I'm here, by the way, this weekend, if you're out here in the St. Pete area, I'm headlining Coconuts Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night, 9:30 show.
Oh, yeah, that's a great room. I love that room, St. Pete Beach Coconuts.
Yeah, and if you say you heard it here on the show, I don't think they'll do anything special
for
you.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? They'd never do that.
No. You get a free parking spot in the free parking lot. and then you probably get, you know, if you get $5 off my merch.
But they put on a really good show there. And it's almost like you went to New York without having to go to New York. Like, it's a New York style club. The brick back wall and the way they just did the room is
perfection.
It
looks just like the actual New York comedy club in New York. It's just got the same look.
And it's right there. And afterwards, you can stumble onto the beach.
Yeah, or you can stumble into MJ's, where my lungs are used as the only air filter in the whole place.
Dude, MJ's is so crazy. One time we went there and a swingers party was happening, and there was some like very attractive women up on the bar dancing, and some guy just like was putting his finger up in their crotch.
Wow.
Yeah, it got real. MJ's is not messing around.
Very friendly there.
Oh, MJ, but the guy that owns the bar is wild. Like, he knows everybody. He knows all the cops, so, like, he can't get in trouble for anything that happens at his bar.
I think like, they refer to people like that. They're connected.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Or something. Anyway, so we're there. I'll be there this weekend. Yeah, go in. I think you get 2-for-1 if you say you heard it on the place, and it's just a fun show. You know, the great thing about Coconuts is when you headline it, there's usually, like, around 9 opening acts.
Yeah, there really are. But, you know, most of them are good.
No, they are. But it's great when you're going to go up and, like, you know, all the local professionals go up. You know, like, you got Tim the Dairy Farmer shows up.
Yeah.
And like, okay, yeah, fine. Just go ahead and do 10 minutes. Go ahead. Yeah. And then, you know, and then
Terry Gillespie shows up at the last minute.
I'm going to do a spot. I'm going to do 5 minutes, 15 minutes later.
Rubber face.
Yeah. Terry Gillespie.
Terry Gillespie. His face freaks me out. Yeah. When he starts doing his stuff, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have like a nightmare tonight. Like, it's not going to sit well.
I wouldn't be surprised if one day I wake up and I hear the news from West Florida, Uber driver and comedian, you know, does something really bad to somebody. No, he's a nice guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
But like, I get scared.
It's a bit wacky.
What was that movie? It was like back in the 80s where like this girl was making faces and all of a sudden someone slapped her on the back and her face stayed that way. I always think of that for like Terry Gillespie. I'm like, what if someone slapped him on his back and his face stayed that way?
I think when his parents told him not to look directly into the sun, he directly disobeyed that order for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And he's a guy who puts his hand on a stove to this day. I don't believe you. And he puts his hand on the stove.
That's a really good impression, actually.
It's two words, you know? It's two or three words. I impressed somebody, one of my best, I think my best impression of anybody, of course, is Jim Florentine.
Really?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right, hold on a second. I got Jim here. Hey, Jim. Hey, how you doing? What's up? You guys are acting like rookies in here. You act like this is a real radio show. What are you doing? Stop it.
Oh, my God. It's like he's here.
He is here. That's right. Anyway.
I can't do any.
No voices?
No. No. When I was little, I thought I could. Like, I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. When I was 5, I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. So, like, I took off, like, off of one of my, like, dolls, I took off their Hawaiian shirt, and I put it on, and I put on some khaki pants. So, basically, I was dressed up like Larry Greenbaum, who runs Coconuts. And I would come out, and I'd have a microphone, and I'd start doing impersonations of, like, Popeye the Sailor Man and, like, all sorts of, like, ridiculous things.
Yeah, like I could do Scooby-Doo.
I can't do anything.
Like, rope, Raggy. Yeah, that was a good one. When I was in college, when I first little open mics I ever did, I did like an X-rated version of Scooby-Doo. I was like, Roma, rock my Rick. Rub my Rawls.
I can't.
It's a little close. If you ever try to do like if you ever try to do like the dog, who's the dog from Jetsons?
Oh, Oh my gosh. I know this answer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my brain
is so dead.
What's
our listening audience?
What's
It was Jeff.
He's gray.
Yeah. He's gray.
I have him pictured in my head.
He's not a real dog.
He has like a green collar.
Yeah.
Oh,
Astro?
Yes,
Astro.
Thank you. Good God.
Astro.
And then the boys, Elroy.
Elroy.
Oh, if we just sang the song, we would know.
Yeah, that, you'd have to go through it. Like when somebody says,
James,
you know, the alphabet. You know, if you say the alphabet, yeah. You're like A, B, C, D, E, well, I have to sing it.
Who doesn't know the alphabet?
Well, some people when you're drinking.
I can do it backwards.
Don't turn around and do that hacky joke.
No, you I'm not going to turn around. I can do it backwards, like super fast. Like,
okay, go ahead.
All right, ZYXWVUTSRQPOMNLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Wrong.
That, no, it's right.
You forgot the Q. Now the LBGTQ is pissed. Like, you left out the Q.
I think I said it. Well, we have a recording. I'm amazing at that. I did that.
That is pretty. You know,
yeah,
I
learned it when I was 5.
You ever see that comic do that joke where I could do the alphabet backwards and he turns around?
And then he turns around. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's a terrible person.
I just wonder. Hey, Rob, how many? We're lighting up the phones over there with our new show.
Is there?
Actually, is a caller.
Holy
oh, boy. Here we go. Let's see what
crap.
We got.
This
it's
is
my
the
mom.
941. So, hello, you're on Wake Up with Dougie. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff. I'm out here in the middle of Oklahoma, and I'm trying to get your guys' name. You sound really good, but didn't know who you were.
Well, we're nobodies.
Well,
we're just we pick.
You're on the Bubba Show. You're always somebody.
No, we thank you, buddy. My name is Dougie Almeida. I'm here with a very funny comedian, Tiffany Barbie.
Yes, I am Tiffany Barbie, and I'm here with a very funny comedian, Dougie Almeida.
Oh, thanks. You're just reciprocating.
Yeah.
Nice. Right on.
Oh, well, where are you at?
I appreciate
you. Where are you at, my friend? Where are you at? And
well, I am from Florida, but I'm out here in the middle of Watonga, Oklahoma, doing my job.
I was going to say, what did you do wrong? I mean, something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oklahoma.
That's pretty exciting.
I met a gobbler in Oklahoma. You know what a gobbler is, Tiffany?
A gobbler?
Yeah.
Like with penises?
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, no. Are you?
I'm saying, I know there's one out
God
there,
bless
dude.
Internet radio.
I don't know. Can you say that in terrestrial radio? Could you say gobbler?
Gobbler.
Without like talking about Kenny Rogers or something.
I don't know. I've never been to Oklahoma. I've never done a show in Oklahoma.
Boy, you don't
you?
Know what you're missing.
Trust me, dear. You ain't missing nothing.
I ain't missing nothing. What is it? It's flat, right? It's all flat.
And it's flat, and it's nothing but wheat fields as far as the eye can see.
Wow. See, that's why you need a gobbler. When you got a gobbler around, you don't care about the scenery.
What's a gobbler? Like
your
some
eyes
kind
are closed
of,
usually.
Like prostitute that specializes in
I mean, there's probably some that are.
Jobs? What is
it? It's you think about it. You're right. You know, it's if a woman takes things into her hands.
I knew that's what you're thinking.
You know, and it's like, you know, all of a sudden, it's not just, you know, there's something like they say deep throat, okay?
Right.
That's exciting. But gobbler means you don't know if you're going to get it back.
What?
Guys know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's
about.
Like a glory hole, though, right? Like, you don't know if you're going to get it back once you stick it in there.
Well,
I would never stick anything through a glory hole.
Yeah, never go to the Lorena Bobbitt glory hole.
I would hope you wouldn't have anything to stick inside of a glory hole.
Well,
what
I mean,
you?
Maybe a nipple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, Tiffany goes to a glory hole. I don't get it.
My mom's probably going to listen to this and be like, dear God, I knew she shouldn't have went on there.
Meanwhile, there's some guy on the other side of the wall going, put your face up against it.
Anyway, thank you very much for taking my call. Rob, answer your Twitter messages. I sent you a message anyway.
All right, I'll check it out. And if you enjoyed what you hear today, you can always catch Dougie's show. We air it every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on Bubba Army Radio.
And on Saturday, too. Unless
right somebody... on. That'll work.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, guys. You have a great day.
Yeah, drive safe,
thank
brother.
Bye-bye.
Oklahoma. The Looney Bin's out there. I'm going to be there.
Oh, is
coming
it?
Up. Yeah. Mm. I got all excited because, you know, when you book a new club?
Right.
Like, I got booked into Loon's Comedy Club in Colorado Springs.
Wow.
I'm excited to go to Colorado Springs.
Like, really, I'm trying to get to the point where, like, I've contacted some of my friends who are, like, headliners in different states, and I'm, like, telling them, like, request me to work with you. Because I want to get into different clubs. Like, I really admire how you've done
but you got
to
be careful who you...
Oh, if I have to gobble, my God, I will. No, kidding.
I think gobbling will get you an extra 10 minutes of stage time.
I'm not going to gobble.
Because the headliner is going to be too sleepy. Like, you know, after a gobbling session, you're usually tired.
Oh, God. You know what? When I first started doing comedy, actually, that was like one of advice. And I got it from Artie Fletcher. You would never think that this would be the advice that I would get from Artie. He said, a lot of people are going to try to sleep with you, Tiffany, but don't do it. He's like, you may think that's a way to get work, but it's not going to work. I'm like, dude, I know that.
Follow
like,
my advice after you bang me.
Well, yeah, I know. But I'm like, no, the minute you put out, the guys lose their motivation. You won't get anything from them after that. So the best thing to do is to keep them holding, ladies.
Keep them waiting.
Make them wait. Make them think it's coming. And
like,
then
don't
then
open
you
till
get
Christmas.
Everything.
of when I'm headlining.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
So there.
By the way, our friend Rob, let me give me a time. We're going to go straight through here with an hour here at the Bub Army Radio Studios with the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And if you're new to the show, like I said, we are here at 4 and on Saturday and on Sunday at 4 p.m. And we're glad Rob helped us broker that. I think I owe Rob something. Now that I mentioned Gobbler, he wants me to find. Look, he just sent me a note. Send me a Gobbler.
Come gobble me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a gobble goo. I don't do it. Go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. There's over 600 and something episodes. Great stuff with Jim Florentine, Bob Levy in the studio, Rich Voss.
I've been in it before.
Yeah, you have. Maybe I shouldn't have let you in it so quickly. I should have gotten what I could out of you before I let you in my studio.
Yeah, see, now you know my secret.
I'm not going to let you into my womb until you give me some value.
I need at least 10 things.
I wanted to bring this up in the opening part of the show, because usually our show is an hour in its first 20 minutes or something like that, but we're going to break right through that wall. But, you know, the opening of the show, we talk about stuff like, and a lot of stuff has happened, right, in the last, you know, week or so. So, like, but I can tell you something that really happened that you're probably not aware of.
What?
I unfriended, unfollowed, and blocked over 7 people in the last week.
Why?
Why? Because it's great. Let me tell you something. I wish real life was that way. You know when you unfriend somebody?
Yes.
You know when there's somebody you just had enough with?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, but every once in a while in real life, they still show up.
Yes.
Like, they, you know, oh, look who's here. You know, and you got to do that awkward, hey,
right.
What, you know, and you can't, you know, but when you unfriend somebody on Facebook and block them,
right,
they're gone.
But what if you meet them in real life and then they're like, why did you do that? And then you have to deal with the why did you do that? And you're like, oh, my Facebook's weird. I don't know why my phone did that.
No, don't be a wuss. You got to put your hand in and say, talk to the hand.
Right.
You're blocked on Facebook. You're definitely blocked in real life. If I'm going to go through, the, you know, that's the thing. And it's all this political nonsense. Like I posted that thing the other day. Right, when that guy shot the people playing baseball. Some of these hoople heads are asking questions like, why are these congressmen playing baseball? They should be doing important things. What an idiot. do you actually think people that are the highest stressful jobs in the world, you think air traffic controllers? No, you know what? Air traffic controllers shouldn't get a smoke break. They should be working, god dang it.
I thought it was really cool that they actually like take that time to do America's greatest pastime, right?
Yeah, like it's some camaraderie.
That's,
do something.
That's awesome. And they both, the Democrats and the Republicans, get together to do that. Like I thought, wow.
Yeah, it shows the ignorance of some people. Like, why are they playing baseball? They should be doing more important things. Yeah, like you, get off Facebook, you moron.
Right.
So that's the thing. There was people that just went out and posted. And there's people,
right?
You know, like one of my friends even said he saw somebody's actions. And he said, do these people know that you book rooms? Do these people know that you can, like, get them work?
Yeah, some people get really ballsy. Like, I see people do that with bookers, and I'm like, oh, why would you say that to them? Like, I mean, I know we should not take these things personally with the politics on Facebook, but there's certain things you say that does make it personal when you, like, comment on, like, if you just do a political post and someone goes on there and then add something personal, like, hey, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes people do that. It's like, of course, why would you do that?
There's a comic out of L.A. that said it was the stupidest fucking post.
Yeah.
You know, I can care less with his moron things. You know, but then, like, I'll give you a great example. Danny Bevins, comedian over here.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, very political.
Yeah, very political guy. Very, very, like, he can't.
Very funny.
Very funny guy, but he can't stand Trump. You know, listen, I get it. I understand why people won't like the guy. But, you know, I mean, one of his Facebook posts, I posted something. He goes, what the hell? He says, he goes, fuck off, Dougie.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, I know you, man. If you were standing in front of me, I'd bitch slap you right now if you called and said fuck. You know what I mean? And so what's funny was I saw him. He came to Coconuts. He showed up.
Right.
And
is he one you blocked?
No. See, that's the thing. I block people who act in a way I wouldn't expect or don't respect.
Right. Yeah, I see. But I kind of feel like it's almost kind of like very like 12-year-old girlish to block people.
Are you calling me a 12-year-old girl?
Yeah, a little bit. No, just your Facebook finger. Just your Facebook. No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like someone has to do something. I only have one person blocked on my Facebook, and that's because they're freaking crazy.
But you're a woman. See, you know, like, listen, I've had it. I have a certain level of tolerance where, you know, listen, if somebody, let's say if somebody unfollows you.
Right.
Like, you know, I did that joke a few weeks ago. You talk about like my wife, you know, when I'm on the road, right?
Yeah.
People worrying and stuff. But, you know, we were talking at night and she says to me, she says, oh, everything okay? You know, like I'm away for a few days. And this woman standing next to me looked like the female version of Shrek.
Right.
So I took a photo of her and I basically posted a meme like, you know, one good thing about touring through Iowa is my wife doesn't have to worry about me cheating.
Right.
And some people, like, somebody says, that's a scumbag post. A fellow comic, and I'm like,
well, no,
dude, I didn't take a picture of her face. You know what I mean? I took her back. No one's gonna. Well, maybe somebody, but a few people are gonna recognize her.
But it's funny.
It is funny.
And I'm sorry, but people are either attractive or not attractive. And also it's subjective, but there's some people that just have that, you know, quality where they're not attractive and it's obvious. And let's not.
Speaking of not attractive, you know? We got Mike on the South Florida line. We don't have a camera. This isn't.
Hey.
We don't have. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Dougie. I listen to the show. I'm a big fan of you guys. I just wanted to give you a quick call and tell you I really love the show.
Thank you. And was this the guy from the original Rocky? Is this no. No,
yeah, you got jokes there. See, that's why I like him. You always got something funny to say there.
I love his voice.
Now, this is my bartender from Tavolino's from our Wednesday night show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, I love Tavolino's.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I probably met this
show
guy
over there, too. But, hey, I'm really glad you guys are on Bubba Radio. And, you know, the whole Dougie show is really funny. And when you get in fights with Peter, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Peter Leonard on Tuesdays.
Oh, you get in fights?
Yeah. Well, he...
Do you block him?
No, I don't block him.
Do you palm strike him in the face?
No. I almost strangled him one time.
You could, too. You're hardcore.
Yeah, no. I choke people. I don't punch them. There's less marks. Like, it's hard to prove somebody got choked.
Right, and you got to be careful.
Yeah. What happened to you? I put my tie on too tight. You know, when you knock somebody in the face, you're a martial artist.
Well,
you
exactly, and you are too. So, like, once you have a black belt, if you just, like, kill someone, people like, with your hands,
don't people
get in
ask
trouble.
You that? Like, oh, do you got to go to the police department? And, like, yeah, I go in there with my hands in the air.
I have licensed my hands
and
for
my
killing.
Feet.
Yeah, like our hands are licensed weapons. Yeah, people have asked me that.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. And I tell people, like, no. What's going to happen is, you know, if I get into a fight, you know, and then the guy ends up getting, you know, in a coma, you know, they're going to say, well, are you trying to defend yourself? He was 150 pounds, you know, and he was an accountant, you know.
Accountants, you know.
But you can get, like, you can, even though, like,
I'm a girl, so I'll just be like, he tried to rape me.
That's it. See, I could do the same thing. He tried to gobble me. I'm just saying. So, you know, but I'm saying that I had an incident when I was in my 20s.
Right.
That happened in Miami. And the guy he took a nap for a few months, you know, just the way it happened. And,
right.
But he was 295 pounds, 6'5".
Uh-huh.
And my attorney during the open, we were in the case. The guy's like, look at the size of this guy. My client's 5'9". You know, I don't care what he knows. You know, if a brick is falling on, you know, if a boulder is falling on you and
right.
you can't karate chop it because you're worried about the brick's going to sue you.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm tiny. I can get away with everything.
Hmm. Yeah. Like hiding under the bed when the wife comes home. Stop it! Don't get me in more trouble.
Oh, God.
Hey, well, thanks for listening, Mike. We appreciate it, buddy.
Yes.
And stick around.
Yeah, guys, you guys do a great job. Listen, I got to go anyway. I got these damn kids out in front of my house messing with my mailbox. I got to go.
Thanks, buddy.
Go get them.
Take it easy, guys.
Thanks.
Hi.
All right. That was from the...
That's cool. I'll get to see him in September.
Yeah, that's from the Andrew Dice Clay... the Andrew Dice Clay Comedy School. Yeah, you believe the voice? I didn't believe the voice, but it was nice of him.
No.
I'm trying to think of who it was
who
was trying to hide his voice.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think it's somebody I know.
I thought it was my mom.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
It was your mom.
Like, Mom?
Mamma Mia Pizza. That's who he is.
Oh, God. I wish she was Italian.
You do?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty amazing. Although she'd probably make me get married.
Yeah. That's
so,
the first
right?
thing.
Like Italian moms.
Yeah. Italian
totally
moms.
Do that. They're like, get married.
Jewish
right
moms.
Now.
They're the same.
Yeah, Jewish moms.
Those are two women I didn't really want to date when I was growing up. Italian women. Although I did.
But the food would be really good with Italian
Listen, you
women.
Think I need help with food at this point?
Oh, that's true. Does your wife cook?
Yeah.
You Is would she think like my, a really good cook?
Yeah, you'd think all the Asian food I'd eat, I'd be thinner. You know, but it's all about portion. You need a bigger portion.
I used to be able to really do a good accent. I used to have this guy named Mr. Fuji who used to sell me my martial arts equipment because I'm a martial arts instructor.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, Tiffany, you look like hot girl. I see your website. You look like Britney Spears. And he's like, I put extra nunchuck in your order. Like, and he would like sell me like extra uniforms and nunchucks because of how I look. But I used to do that impersonation and I was actually pretty good at that. But then people are like, that's
what
racist.
A creepy bastard this guy
yeah.
was.
Yeah. And then
I
like
put a special ending on the nunchuck for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you look good.
You
it was
can
so
spin
weird.
Them. You can chuck them. You can sit on them. You know, I think about one of my first impressions was my grandmaster.
Oh.
One of my not our grandmaster
not
Park,
our grandmaster.
Another grandmaster like I don't usually brag about. But you know, he used to be like
everyone has a grandmaster that they don't brag about.
Well, you know, this guy
like,
they renamed his that karate school Parks Take Your Dough instead of Parks
Yeah,
Taekwondo.
That's how there's always like one that's like a car salesman.
Yeah, so he used to be you study at home, you focus, you go to mommy.
You practice, you be poem, understand? I don't understand the shit you said, man. Right? He was, you do a palms, you a punchy, you kiki. Wait, what? Kiki.
Kiki.
You kiki.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my first, you know. And people ask my, because I had a comic, fellow comic out of South Florida, funny kid named Nadeem Awad.
Mm-hmm.
He's Pakistan. He's Palestinian.
Right.
I'm having him open for me on the road. Not just on the road, but going through TSA. You go first, dude. It's the only time I can walk in an airport with weed in my pocket.
Nice.
He goes first. But he's funny, dude. But, you know, it's funny. We did the roast at my birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, I met Doug's wife. And, you know, Doug jokes about her like, you don't speak it. You know, like making fun of my jokes. And I meet her and she's like, hi, Nadeem. How are you? Nice to meet you. Would you like something to eat? I'm like, dude, don't bust up my stuff.
I don't think I've ever heard your wife talk.
Yeah, you have this way with women. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah. You look like a homebreaker. You know, you just got that. Like,
women do tend to hate me.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Right.
But a lot of them, yeah. Like, just a certain demographic.
Well, it's because you're single.
Well, yeah, because I'm a single woman. That's what it is. I'm
all,
a single
all
woman.
All women that are married over 30, and you're around those men, and you're single.
Right.
The women are thinking, oh, she's after my
she's
man.
She's going to gobble.
She's a gobbler.
She's going to gobble.
I don't know how to gobble. She's going to win my man over.
Yeah, it's fun. But yeah, I haven't heard your wife talk. I really do feel like she doesn't like me. I'm sure she's pleasant.
No, she comes off that way. She's very like shy.
Yeah, some people are shy. That's the thing. Here's the thing.
Right.
If you are attractive and you don't like to talk that much, like sometimes sometimes I'm not in the mood. Sometimes I'm in the mood to talk. Sometimes I'm not in the mood
right.
to talk.
Thank God you're in the mood to talk today.
Yeah, because when I go on a show, when I'm on. But, you know, when I go to stuff, people are like, oh, Tiffany's, they think I'm a bitch. If you're attractive,
right.
then you're considered bitchy if you don't talk. But if right. you're ugly and you don't talk, they're like, oh, she's just shy.
She's duh.
But
she's,
if you're attractive,
that woman knows her place.
Yeah, exactly. But that it's terrible
hey,
though.
Can you sit there, shut up, and put a bag over your face?
Right. They're like, oh, she's just shy.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. And then otherwise, it's like, oh, what a snobby bitch. You
no,
know
Becky.
What I mean?
Nobody wants to see you do a cartwheel. Now listen.
Right.
I'm just now. It's almost the same too. In like, people may have a hard time distinguishing the difference between being cocky and confident.
Right.
That's a big difference. And I always said that, listen, the people who think I'm cocky are losers.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that think I'm confident are people that are achievers. You know, they get
right.
things done. They
get
recognize.
It.
What,
yes.
You know, they're, oh, that guy's an asshole. He thinks he's so smart.
Right.
You know, I don't have a GED, you dumb bastard.
Right. It has a lot to do, I think, with insecurities. I think people that are insecure think the worst of
don't
other
you
people,
think
or they want to think the worst
Don't you think
of
more
other people
are insecure today than ever before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody wants to be a rapper, a professional star, you know, million followers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that viral video.
Yeah. You know? I think maybe as martial artists, we have a higher self-confidence. I think we're just kind of like brought
up
that
self-discipline,
way.
Esteem.
Right.
It's part
yeah.
of it, isn't it? Like what is it? I forgot them already. Indomitable spirit.
Well, perseverance, self-control, indomitable spirit.
Yeah.
But that, like, self-control, none of us have that in martial arts.
Bunch of horn dogs.
Right.
Every karate school I've ever been, someone's
banging
somebody.
Oh, there's always something where the martial arts, if your spouse is having an affair with the martial arts instructor, I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Although not female. I've never had that problem. I've never had a dad.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had, like, a thing where, like, a dad's been like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, when I taught karate, the women were.
But moms always, like, all the time, like, moms with the martial arts instructors. Like, when I owned a martial arts school, one of my instructors ended up sleeping with the moms. I'm like, man, come on.
Good move,
like,
dude.
I didn't want this to happen at my place. You just can't avoid it.
Yeah, it's a bad. You can't, you know, but it's funny though when they come in, the hot moms come in that you know are single.
All right.
Right. And then you're there like, you know, can you spend a little extra time with Billy?
Right.
You know?
Well, sadly, a lot of times they're not single, the moms.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's been stories where there's one martial arts instructor got shot like in Tarpon or Tampa Bay area.
Right.
And we're talking about it at the martial arts supply shop that I go to. And I said, I guarantee you in a month we'll find out that he got shot from someone's husband. I guarantee you. Right. And it ended up a month later. And they're like, how did you know? I'm like, because I just know someone's dad figured out about the
someone's back. Yeah,
it's terrible.
The women love it. The women want to have sex with pilots, firemen, and martial arts instructors.
But
the firemen have the advantage because they got 2 days off. You know what I mean?
It's power.
Yeah.
Women like power. It's just like when you guys get up there with the microphones, like they think, oh, comedian or a rock star. Like comedians, they think, oh, they must make a lot of money. They know famous
funny.
People. Oh, I know. Yeah. But women don't know. So a lot of times you'll see these guys who it's like, oh, you would never normally get a girlfriend ever, like getting laid all the time.
I had a woman hit. I was a hot woman at was like kind of hitting on me on Wednesday night show.
Yeah, it's the power. They see you on stage commanding attention, and they're like, ooh, my panties are getting
She's right in front of her boyfriend.
Right.
And he was from Queens, New York, too. And he was like, dude, that's okay. It's okay if she likes you.
Yeah. Sometimes they get threatened, and sometimes they're like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah, some guys are so confident. Some people are so confident. They're like, eh, you know, so what?
Right.
You know, I was joking around with them because there was this one kid there that was hanging out with them. And they were friends for 17 years. I'm like, dude, don't tell me you didn't ever think about banging her. She's hot. And like, you've been hanging around. Like, are you gay? Are you like her gay friend? And he was like, no. And I'm like, yeah, you want to. Of course you want to. I've only been on stage for 20 minutes and I want to bang her. You've been around her for 17 years. Of course you do. And then he was like, and he admitted to me after. He's like, I kind of thought about it once in a while. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, but the dude's cool with it. He knows. But I even said, dude, listen, you know, if you can have sex with her, would you do it? And the only condition was you had to hold his balls. And I'm like, and she was hot. So I told one of the guys, I said, listen, I'd hold his balls to have sex with this girl. I mean, you know, I would go through with that. That's not that bad of a, you know, condition.
Well, that is being very secure in your manhood. Well, because I'm imagining being a man right now, and I don't think I would do that. Because I would not be able to do it. Like, I think if I were a girl and you're like, oh, you'd have to, like, you know, stick your finger up somewhere. While, like, with I don't know, who's an attractive actor? I don't know. No one's attractive. They all have gotten old. Yeah. But let's say
actor.
Johnny Depp back when he did Cry Baby.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have to put your finger. I'd be like, no, I just wouldn't.
Really? So you wouldn't have sex with Johnny Depp if you had to put your finger up some
Johnny
girl?
Depp from... Yeah, no.
Really?
No, I feel like I can get laid anytime
me?
I want.
Well,
I got to be
true.
Honest. Like,
what do you
I.
Think? Robert.
Oh, well, guys are so easy.
No.
Who would I pick? Rob. Yeah. What's his name?
Like, Johnny whose Depp? Balls would you hold to have sex with?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, his eyes are too close together.
Oh,
him and Ryan Gosling.
Every time I'd hold his balls, I remember that crappy Green Lantern movie. And I'd lose my boner over a bad Green
but
Lantern
Daredevil,
movie.
But Daredevil, like, made up for it.
Yeah.
Not Daredevil.
Well, yeah.
What am I talking about? Daredevil.
Deadpool, baby.
Deadpool.
My t-shirt.
I know.
I get so many compliments on this t-shirt. You
I know. I complimented you as soon as
you
I saw
did.
You. That was the first thing I said.
It cost me $12 at Target. I get more compliments than this than my $100 rayon Italian shirt I wear on stage.
I wasn't even like, hi, Dougie. I was like, no,
nice
shirt.
Shirt. Exactly. You started gobbling.
I'm like, Daredevil? No, Deadpool?
Yeah, Deadpool. Anyway, we got about a half hour left in the show.
Wow, see, I told you. You were like, oh, maybe we need another person. I'm like, we don't need it. I'm like,
no,
you
we
and
definitely
I are
don't
so
need...
attractive and talented.
That's it. Well,
we
you
can
know.
Get through this show in a breeze.
Well, here's some things that you need to know, by the way. Usually on my show, I like to talk
right.
about things you need to know.
I and need to know things.
These are things that maybe not be on the mainstream news or anything like that. These are things that are maybe side skirt, but I think you need to know. Like, for example, what's happening with the Bill Cosby court case? Like, this guy may get off because the...
Yeah.
Well, again.
No.
Yeah. Bill Cosby's like, they're getting off and I didn't even give him a drink. You know, and hey, that's the best Bill Cosby I think I've ever done.
That was really good.
This dog is pretty funny.
I have a craving for pudding, though.
Yeah. I was pudding pop. Now, it's deadlocked. A lot of people are pissed.
Well, I mean, this has really gone on for a while. I remember this was like the story, like this came out, what, New Year's Eve, not last year, but the year before. I remember doing a gig in Alabama and hearing about this when it first started. It's been a while. It's been going on. So it's a deadlock. I heard that was going, like they're worried that it was going to be a mistrial because of it.
Well, that's it. They're deadlocked. They don't, they can't get it. It's got to be unanimous. Everybody's getting there. There's somebody going there. I don't know. I'd bang them.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody in the juror box going, I'd have sex with Bill Cosby.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's it.
Don't
maybe,
you think that's probably?
But I think what it is I just think everyone's watched The Cosby Show. Everyone grew up on that or, you know, it's been a part of their life. So I feel like there's got to be someone that's just in their heart and they can't get past the image in their head. There's got to be something. They just want to grab that one little piece of reasonable doubt and go with it.
Well,
I don't know.
He's, you know, he's at that age now.
He's getting old.
You know, he's aged just from this. Well, yeah, look at my hair. My hair's starting to look like Mel Gibson, like that Widowmaker hair.
Well, you still have hair, so
I know,
good.
But that battles. You know?
Yeah, but you know, women like the gray.
I don't mind. Well, you know, it's just
You're
don't
getting
mind.
Like the widow's peak thing.
Yeah, it's getting a little dig in there.
You got your woman.
I know.
You're still getting.
That's
reaction.
Why I got to lose weight. You know, if I got to lose weight.
Why?
Well, because even the picture of me on the refrigerator keeps sliding down. it's a joke. But no, I'm serious. But listen, if you're going to lose your hair, you got to get in shape.
Right.
Like if you're like balding, and you have, you know what I mean, but you got abs, you know, you look good, the woman's going to overlook it.
Yeah, like Jason Statham.
Right. Like that guy doesn't look handsome. He looks like a Muppet. Mm-hmm. You know, his head looks like a Muppet. And in but you know, girl, oh, I want to, you know.
Yeah.
They'd hold his balls.
With their tongue.
Now, yeah, I'm not telling you how I'm holding it. Oregon becomes the first state to allow non-binary on driver's license. So instead of being M or F, being male or female,
right.
Oregon's the first state that you could put X.
Oh.
Right? Now, listen, I don't want to be picky, but you need to determine. You know, you got to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? I get it if people are confused, but eventually,
right.
You know, if it, when it comes down to your driver's license, you can lie about your weight, you can lie about your height. You know what I mean? But make
right.
a decision.
What's dangling between your legs? I just, yeah, like draw a picture. Like, yeah. Is it this or this?
When you pee, do you sit down or stand up?
I think what it is I think people, do you think the reason for all this gender situation is because at some point back in the day, some people are like, this is a boy and this is a girl. And they just invented, and people feel like they invented the words and that you should just be however you want. And if you want to like G.I. Joes and Barbies, you can do that. That doesn't mean you're a boy. It doesn't mean you're a girl. And I feel like people are like, we don't want to be defined by this term that was invented by so-and-so.
By a man or
back
a woman.
Yeah, back in the day. Like, who wants to, like, this is a... So I feel like people think, are they being, maybe, like, they can't identify with either one, or maybe they're being more hip and more, like, modern with the times not to be a gender. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not a scientist.
No, you're not?
Or anything
you never,
like that.
You never
that.
Played with a Bunsen burner before?
Oh, I have.
You never had a test tube in you? I mean, on you? Just, so they can break. It's dangerous.
I do enjoy science, but I'm not a professional science-er.
All right.
But anyway, I don't know. So if you unfriended me or blocked me because of said political statements, then sorry.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad. People I block deserve it.
I'm an innie, so.
You're an
innie?
That's
what it should be. It should be innie or outie.
That's the distinction?
Like yeah, innie or outie.
Next time you go to the voting polls, the innies over here, the outies over there.
Yeah.
Don't you think there's going to be a lot more people on the innies? Right? Like left-handed people over here, right-handed over there. It's going to be a big line. It's going to be some people like, shit, it's going to be left-handed.
Yeah, because innies take forever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I totally want to go into men's restrooms. I do that sometimes when the innies
is too...
We'll
all go in there. Why don't we get everybody together? We'll all go in. This will be like your inaugural visit to the men's bathroom.
Oh, I've been in men's bathrooms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes there's no line.
Well, I've done the same thing. I walked into a woman's bathroom when
there's
I had to
always
go.
Always a line in the women's bathroom.
Well, sometimes
so
in the...
Nope,
the women don't like the pee at the truck stops. You know, when I'm on the road.
Oh, I pee at truck stops.
Yeah. I'd hope so. I when it came to those transgender bathrooms, I don't care. Go whatever bathroom you want. I can care less. When you used to hang out in South Beach, it was all unisex bathrooms.
Yeah, those kinds of things. I don't understand what the big deal necessarily is. And so far, I think people are worried about kids, but like, you know.
I'd be sitting there and some mongoloid comes in with a bad wig.
Just put up a sign, no perverts allowed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, how about that?
Whatever you want. But if if you're a perv.
Yeah.
Just use the side of the house.
Yeah, let's just have a separate perv
bathroom. Right, we're
going to
have a perv bathroom.
A perv bathroom.
Why not? I mean, listen, if everybody wants to be treated special and equal, perv should say, you know, we want to be treated special too.
Right, like, maybe like a bathroom for like 13-year-olds and under, and then kids can have their own, like, there, go in there.
Oh,
nothing
there goes,
should happen to you in the bathroom.
That's right.
There's only little ones.
And then it'd be easy to distinguish.
Right.
If somebody goes in there like 22, you're like, dude, what are you doing?
We're inventing things here, Dougie.
We are creating.
Okay, copyright that now.
That's what we're going to do. Forget about the gender laws. It's just an age thing now.
An age thing.
Like,
now we're ageist.
What are 2 9-year-old kids, a boy and a girl? Well,
now you throw them in there. Ooh, it could be like Chuck E. Cheese. You put a little
some
stamp
Legos,
on their hand on
put
the
Put some
way
Legos in there, too, if they play while they're bored.
Yeah.
You know, sandbox.
It'll be like, though, when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and your kid, like, leaves a shoe or a sock, like, up in the tunnel and you got to go get it.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to, like, find your way. Like, the kids will, like, do crappy things in the bathroom and you have to, like, sneak in somehow to, like,
and get never
it.
Get out.
Yeah.
And that's like a disgusting. Those like playgrounds for kids are disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Kids always do that, though. I have brought, like, when I do martial arts camps, I brought the kids to things. And there's always one kid that, like, is like, oh, I don't know where my sock is. I think it's up there in that tunnel. And you're like, oh, go get it. And then the kid has no ability to go up there and get it again. So you
got
to find a way to get that stupid sock.
Yeah. He's incapable all of a sudden.
Right.
Right. Here's something I thought was funny you need to know.
All right.
Now, you ever jog?
No,
you don't jog?
No, there's
I don't either. I don't run.
I mean, yeah, like, I do martial arts, and, you know, I don't think jogging's good for your boobs.
Me either.
Right?
I mean,
like, I feel like they fall.
I don't like the way they bounce when I run.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Mine aren't even that big.
Well, it's not about the size, right, dude?
No.
No, it's not about the size. We're talking about boobs. I'm not. I'm a leg man. I've always been a leg man in the back, but you
I've heard people say about the leg thing.
Yeah, legs are. That's it. You know, boobs. You get big boobs on a woman that's not that attractive is like having fancy rims on a piece of shit car. You know what I mean? The legs are the engine.
Right.
You know, the legs say everything. Well, here's a woman attacked while running. A woman drowns a rabid raccoon in the puddle.
What?
Listen,
so she drowned. She like fought a raccoon drowned it in a puddle. That's awesome.
She Dick Cheney'd it.
Holy crap!
Tell me your secrets.
That's
who runs ISIS.
She waterboarded the raccoon.
Yeah, Spices was with Al Qaeda.
That's amazing. She's serious. What?
Yeah, Hope in Hope, Maine. A Maine woman says a rabid raccoon attacked her while she was out for a run, so she drowned it in a puddle.
Wow,
must have been a pretty deep puddle.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how many puddles I've seen where I can drown a.
She drowned a raccoon. That's amazing. I hope she Facebook Live that.
Yeah, Rachel Borch of Hope says she was running in woods near the home on June 2nd when she saw a raccoon charging with its teeth bared.
Hmm.
She says she knew the animal was going to bite her.
Wow. Did she get bit?
So she held out her hand so it wouldn't bite her there. I don't know what that.
Where did it bite her?
Well, when you hold out your hands, unless she had big boobs, you know, she didn't want to get, all of a sudden it jumps onto the boob. Then you got to get shots in your boob. You got to get rabies shots right in your boob and your nipples.
Wow.
I think that, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I think that's probably what would have to happen. That would be the diagnosis.
Is it a tetanus shot too helps with that?
Yeah, well, you got to go rabies.
You got to
unless
get
they catch
too,
that thing and see if it has rabies. And
right. Oh, it totally has rabies. They don't just attack for like no reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, she should get a black belt from that. That's awesome.
Yeah. The 21-year-old says she noticed a puddle in a nearby swampy area. She ran over with the rabid animal still biting down on her thumb and held its head underneath water until it drowned.
Oh, my word. That's insane. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, love that story.
I had a vicious dog in my hand one time that was biting my hand.
Uh-huh.
Like, he just got rid of it. And I'm like, oh, and I had it in my hand. I'm like, I was about to slam it onto the ground.
Right.
It was somebody's dog, though.
Yeah.
So I sat there, Captain Pain
you
threshold. What?
You got to squeeze their lips to their teeth when you want them to, like,
he had my hand. I couldn't do anything.
But you have another hand, no?
Well,
what was the other hand doing? Was it holding someone's balls?
Yeah,
so you could have sex with someone at the same time?
I was
You're
having
like,
sex with the owner.
I can't let go of the balls
this
here
because
I guarantee.
I can't multitask. Yeah, I got it. What do I do? Let go of the balls and end this situation, or do I kill this dog? No, I endured the pain and I eventually pried the dog's mouth open.
Wow.
Hope Animal Control Officer Heidi Blood praised Borsch's composure and says she is in the hospital for rabies exposure treatment.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How is she not like on more TV shows?
That's what I'm saying. That's what you need to know.
I need to know things.
We need to know why no one's calling. That's what we need to know, Rob.
Well, we had two people calling.
Yeah, we did have two. I was surprised.
I'm happy.
People are trained. If you give out the number, they'll call.
Oh.
You just got to tell them. People are conditioned to be told what to do if you tell them.
We gave out the phone number, but that was hours ago.
That was hours.
So they all have forgotten. They're like, squirrel.
What is it, 813?
It is 813-902. 8222. I should have said the freaking 813-90 Bubba. Yeah, 813-90 Bubba. And I knew it. And look, he wrote it down even after I already started.
By the way, the first callers in St. Pete area will get free tickets for me tonight to come out tonight or tomorrow night to the
that would be cool.
Coconuts.
Oh, no, I don't know if I can give out free tickets. I'm doing a show on Saturday in Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
Punta Gorda.
Doesn't that mean fat ass
whore? It
means
fat point, doesn't it?
Oh, Punta Gorda. I thought it meant fat ass.
Like fat point girl. No.
If you say it wrong, it's fat whore.
But
it's puta gorda.
Puta.
You can say puta gorda.
No, that's
but fat whore.
Puta means biatch.
No,
yeah?
Puta's whore.
Oh, really?
Bitch.
Oh, they didn't teach us that in Spanish.
Well, in Spanish class, but if you're ever sitting on a porch in Spain somewhere, mira esta puta.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I do. I have a show on Saturday night.
Where's that again? Punta Gorda?
Yeah, like at some kind of charity thing. I don't know. It's on my Facebook.
All right,
we'll give out all of our social media stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end, right?
We have a caller.
All right.
We have a caller.
See, we just said the same.
You're right.
Look at that. See, 920. Who's this?
Hey, we're just killing time driving down the road. We're trucking. We're just waiting to see what her boobs look like on Facebook.
Me too, buddy.
Well, there's no like camera in here.
Get on my Facebook Live. We're gonna put it on my iPad.
Oh, we're gonna put my boobs on there.
Yeah,
they're normal.
Your boobs
like,
haven't been the only
size.
Thing on my
they're
iPad.
Average lady.
So how old is she?
How old am I? Oh, like he's asking you. Like, I'm going to tell. I'm 34 now.
What, I look like Chuck Woolery?
I just turned 34 last week. But I look young. People say I look like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
There you go. Dougie, give her a couple of spankings just because.
Listen,
Listen,
this guy's my best fan. That's who he is. Don't give him, this guy knows me better than my wife, okay? Because my wife wouldn't be calling right now saying spanker. This guy knows me. I've been with my wife for 25 years. He's listened to me for the last half hour. And this guy. This guy's
He's good at holding balls. That's all you need to know.
That's right, buddy.
I won him over at balls.
Yeah. Well, now, let me ask you a question, dude. Would you hold a guy's balls to bang while you're banging a hot woman?
No, I don't think I'd be doing that, but I've banged a few hot women.
Yeah.
Their husbands watch.
Really?
They're all right with it.
Yeah. Now you must be okay with that because, you know, you're... You're packing, you know, you can't want like another, you would like anybody, most of the time when I've been in threesomes with guys.
You've been in threesomes with guys?
And there's no crossing swords or anything. Trust me.
Is there eye contact?
Yeah. These are people I know. I'm not going to avoid them.
I would just stare at someone. I would just stare into their eyes the whole time.
Really?
Like, oh, freak them out. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. That would be rude. I'd be like, what? That's not the way.
You don't have to be freaked out if you're well set. Hey,
yeah,
they're the ones that'll be shy and nervous.
That's right. It's the guys who don't want to do that, the guys that have, you know, little weenie dicks. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't want to take it out in front
right.
of anybody. The guys who walk in the shower in middle school with their hands in front of their penis. Well, good, man. So you've had a lot of that experience, huh, buddy?
Man, just about 10 or 20.
Well, just a few.
Wow.
Yeah, nice.
I'm impressed.
Now, you married now?
No, single.
Well, go figure how that happened.
Marriage is not good in trucking.
Yeah, I'd imagine. We were just saying because I'm a comic. I'm on the road a lot, and
right.
you know, a lot of times I didn't say Tiffany was on the show with me. I said it was a guy named Ted.
Right.
No, I'm only kidding. Yeah. My wife's understanding, but yeah, that's got to be a rough gig. Yeah, yeah, he's got to be. You know, listen. And if you're on the road a lot,
it is hard. Like I don't date because of it. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like I feel bad bringing anybody into a situation because I'll be like, sorry, I have to be gone every weekend
right.
on the road. Like
a tough one. You know, I mean, it's like having a beautiful jacuzzi at your house and never being home.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't spend like $100,000 on a pool for your house and not be home.
Right.
So why be married on the road?
Right.
That's the whole ticket. That's why I get out of this job. I've done it long enough.
Well, yeah. So you're going to... Oh, listen, the Uber's going to... You got to get out of it soon because robots are replacing us all, my friend.
Oh, I heard robots... Have you heard this? Are you worried about this? Like, I've heard that robots are going to start driving trucks.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that?
They've already mandated it out that... You just wait for the lawsuits that come. They've tried it out in Colorado from one beer plant to warehouse or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You wait to see the lawsuits that come from that.
Yeah.
All that technology...
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
A new generation, lazier and lazier.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't be surprised if like Walmart, the truck that hit the truck that where Tracy Morgan was on, and the guy died.
Yeah.
You know, in Jersey, the guy was on 26 hours of driving, whatever it was. You know, it wouldn't matter if it was a Walmart self-driving truck. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to get sued.
Well. It's funny though with the robots in general. Like I think you know they're always like, immigrants are going to take our jobs. It's robots that are going to take our jobs. They already have. Think about all the all the people at Walmart that could be working there. That now we have all the self checkouts. And think about like all the operators and.
The reason they have self checkouts is that they don't want to pay any employees.
Exactly.
I want to be the guy in charge of the cash flow. One for them, three for me, two for them, and the rest are for me.
Well, here's the thing. Even like, you know, I for 29 years, I manage money. So you would think that job's never going to be replaced by a computer. I'm not making widgets. You know, I'm not a manufacturer.
Well, I use TD Ameritrade instead of you.
Thanks,
so,
Randy,
like,
that's
the thing.
Thanks
right?
for killing my money.
Robots are taking our jobs.
You're a cash blocker.
The immigrants are taking the jobs we don't want, but the robots are taking the jobs that we want.
There's robots. They're like that smart computer that manages money now. Money managing firms are hiring smart computers instead of somebody else.
Right.
And they're charging nothing, you know. So we're all on that. Well, buddy, hey, be safe on the road, man. I hope you find yourself in a threesome soon.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Find a nice glory hole and think of us.
Yeah, and follow us at Dougie Dangerous Instagram, Wake Up Late with Dougie. And maybe if you follow Tiff on Twitter, she'll send you some special photos.
My website's tiffanycomedy.com, and it has all my Instagram and stuff on there.
Yeah, there's headshots, there's stage shots, and there's You know, the one for the men.
All the other shots.
That's right.
Kissmecomedy.com, eh?
There you
yep,
go.
Yep, yep. Add me.
There you go,
follow.
Buddy. Drive safe.
All right.
Drive safe. Thanks for
yes,
listening.
Yes, bye. Yep. We miss you.
He's a nice guy. He knows me pretty well.
Yeah.
Pretty, you know.
I like him. He was exciting.
He what?
He knows well, stuff.
He does.
He could teach me things.
He's a trucker.
I don't know anything. I've never done a threesome.
No?
I feel like that would be a lot of like
Rob,
paperwork.
You hear that?
Yeah,
shut,
me neither.
Shut the door.
Yeah, see, first time for two of them.
There's three people here. No,
I'm not a mathematician or anything, but.
But, yeah, no, I just feel like that would be, I don't know. I feel like, you know, it's more of an intimate thing to do. But, like, I think threesome would take that intimate. I don't know. I just feel like it'd be confusing.
It's tough, too, as a guy, because my friends say they want to have two girls and stuff. And I had a relationship like that for a couple of years with my girl before my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's great. But
because you were a martial arts instructor.
Yeah,
I
was getting all the trim. But the problem was, is once you do that type of life, normal.
You can't go back. That's the thing about porn. It always has to escalate, doesn't it? Like, eventually you start off, you're like, ooh, a boy and a girl. Wow. And then you're like, well, we got to make something more exciting with this. And then you go down the really dark hole.
You start
eventually
watching tranny porn.
Yeah, and like
then
animals.
You know you got to quit.
Who knows, you know?
You start watching tranny porn going, just trying something different. Just try something different. Go to the cartoons instead.
Yeah, I try to stay innocent in my head. I really do. I don't watch porn, like, honestly.
Really?
Like, I have never done it. Like, I try to stay, because I just feel like I don't, like, I feel like I want to stay innocent, because I don't want my brain to go down, like, a way. Like, I don't need to keep wanting, like, to invent things.
Hmm.
And, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have any toys or anything.
Really?
No.
Well, in my mind, you do.
Like, well,
you got a few.
I just think, well, I mean, you guys do what you want in your brains, but I'm just saying, like, that's how innocent
that.
I am.
That's freedom of speech, freedom of vision.
We've really gone down a dark hole
we
just
have.
Talking right now.
Hey, here's something that you should also know. The number one courthouse problem. You ever been to a courthouse? Mrs. I've never done anything.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I got jury duty once, but nothing happened.
Well, number one problem in courthouses is people urinating in the elevators.
Ew.
Can you imagine of all the things a courthouse would have to deal with?
Oh, really?
You know?
Is it because there was no, like, unisex bathrooms?
Jonesboro, Arkansas. Officials in the Arkansas County have a plea for courthouse visitors. Please stop urinating in our elevators.
Stop urinating? Well, I guess I won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
What can I say? Sorry.
And by the way, in a local township, they're asking people to stop shitting in the parking lot. In Craighead County, officials hope new security cameras will deter the steady stream of culprits who have been relieving themselves in the courthouse elevators in Jonesboro, a college town about 115 miles and about 2 miles from the
Why
bar that sells $25 or 25 cent beers.
Why?
Well, you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, I guess.
I've never pissed in an elevator. I pissed in a stairwell.
Where have I peed? That's interesting. I've peed, like, in England. There's not, like, I lived in England for, like, 3 years.
Right.
And there are not, like, you can't just go into a petrol station, they call them over there, and go to the bathroom. So, like, there was times where I did have to pull over and actually go in a field. And the first couple times I had to do that was, like, horrifying. And
right.
Then after that, I just became a pro. Like, peeing outside.
Imagine
natural.
If you got attacked by a raccoon.
Well, I got, like, stung by something on my butt one of the times. And I was like, oh, God.
It was some English twit out there going, I'm trying to sit out here. What are you doing? I don't want a golden shower, love. Oh, yeah. You know. Ran into the old man who used to be on Benny Hill. They laid him in the grass and put him out to death.
Nice. Should we tell people to call again? We have like 6 minutes. 813-90 Bubba.
Where are you driving? You know, I just think a lot of people driving and on the road. And
yeah, a lot of people, you know, weren't. Because I talked to a couple comedians and said, oh, you should call in. They're all like, oh, I'm at work. I'm like, I forgot about people that work.
That's right. It's Friday during
Poor
the day. Like,
people
why can't,
that work.
Isn't that the worst? Like when you like skip school or you did something like you just took a day off work and you're like, hey, anybody want to do anything? Everybody's working. Everybody else being responsible. Why does anybody?
That's every day of my life.
Yeah, just saying.
Like, yeah. Although next week I have to do Taekwondo summer camp, so I'll be working all next week.
I miss that.
Well,
the things you do.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. The kids are kind of like my kids at a certain point. I enjoy them.
Hey, speaking of kids.
Oh, God.
Teen police volunteers. Teen police volunteers steal a LAPD police car right from the officer.
Really?
Hey, speaking of cops, I'm so excited. You know, I have a new joke.
What?
I wrote a new joke, and I used it last night. I did a couple, and two
I'm
out of three
excited.
Hit.
Hit me.
Yeah, and the idea is, like, I have a friend that became a cop.
Right.
And he's, like, a new cop. So he has to drive, like, one of the older cop cars.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't get the fancy one with the roll bars. And, you know, it looks like it could go into Iraq. He's
he
got
gets,
that,
like, the old Ford Taurus.
Yeah. He's got, you know, it's like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I looked at him. I go, dude, why that's like a shitty car. You sure your gun's real? You know, you sure you're not working for Whack and Hut? Come on, man. God. Look at that car. You know what I mean? It has like the old, it has the bed seat in the back. You know, it's right. Ripped and shit. Looks like somebody's has the speakers, the old speakers you plowed in the back window. Right. Just saying. It's not a real car. I always feel bad for them. Like, what did they do wrong?
Right.
When a cop has to drive that shitty car, you got what's wrong? This guy's really not that important.
Well, yeah, you know that's right. True. Or they're like a really terrible driver that they're like, you don't get the new Chevy.
Yeah,
whatever
you're not getting
is.
That fancy car. You're gonna drive the old.
Yeah, what are they
brown...
driving now? They're driving like super like fancy cars now. Like
they have
sports cars. Oh,
the Chargers. Those badass Chargers.
Like Mustangs at one point. That was
exciting.
Yeah,
remember when that was big? They the Mustangs. Oh, yeah. They're driving Mustangs.
Oh,
which is the worst car if you're ever in high speed pursuit.
Really?
A Mustang is not a...
You would know.
No, I know my car. Like you know, I'm a driver.
I used to love Mustangs.
I'm a driver. You know, I do security detail where I was a driver.
Right.
And like Mustang is a... you might as well be driving
you
a Corvette.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, but I have
it's
my hair.
Exciting.
Still. I traded off my hair for no abs. Like, would you rather have abs and be bald, or would you rather be chubby with hair? That's the callers. You call us in the last few minutes here. 813-90-BUBBA.
But you know what? I think when you have like a great personality and you're funny, like it doesn't
like
matter
me?
If you lost all of your hair and you got like super fat, like girls won't care. Like if
really?
You're really funny and you have a great, like it's just something about that's very attractive.
I
think as long as you have that, you'll always be able to get some trim.
Guys, I don't know if you
should
follow.
That's the first time I ever said get some trim.
Yeah. I don't know if you should follow the advice of a woman who's never had a threesome.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
like,
but I'm talking,
like,
I'm like a girl next door, like good girl. So like, I'm talking not from like a whorish like standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a nice, like, it's almost like watching like, what's those, all those sitcoms where you're like, how did that comedian guy get that hot chick
like
in
Kevin
the show?
James.
Like, yeah, how did you marry her? Yeah, yeah, right. It's because great personality and funny.
Right.
And that is a good, you know, I mean, obviously you have to meet the girl at work and she has to get that you know that you have a good personality and that you're funny. You can't just like cross her like
you
at
have
a
to figure out a way
like
to spend time together.
Right. You have to find a way where you're actually like getting to know each other first.
You
want to
be
but...
some creepy fuck that just follows around all the time trying to say funny things.
Yeah. You just can't be like at a nightclub like dancing behind her. She'll be like, ugh, gross. You cannot buy me a drink.
Yeah.
But
yeah. The smoke in here. It's horrible. Oh, I like that guy. He's got a sense of humor. He's kind of cute.
Come up with a good meat cute.
He's bald and fat, but you know what? Now, would you consider that like I had a woman tell me that one time. She goes, you know, she says, you know, I'm at the stage where I'd rather be with a guy who's older. I'm like, I'm older.
Right.
You know, funny. I'm like, I'm funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, handsome. I consider I'm a handsome fella. And you know, and she was like, you know, I wouldn't mind if he's got a little bit of belly. I'm like, well, that's shit. You're trying to tell me you're going to have sex with me. You're just trying to meet, you know what I mean? You just might as well say me. Just try. I don't know. That's just wishful thinking.
Right. No, I really think that's like a big thing, though. Like, and Rob's calling
Mitch
me
got,
bitch.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Mitch. We
oh,
have Mitch on line
all right.
one.
Sorry.
Would you guys like to go to Mitch?
Yes.
What's
why
up,
not?
Mitch?
Hey, Mitch, you are on with Wake Up Dougie. Wake Up Late with Dougie.
Hey, what's up? First time hearing you guys. I'm actually really enjoying this.
Wow, that's good to hear,
that's
man.
That's good. It's because of me, of course. No, kidding.
Yeah, just 50% you.
Oh, it's 50% me.
Get to see excited.
Yeah, I got to give Dougie some credit, too.
Of course.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Well, he's the host. I'm just a guest.
Hey, can we put this on speaker? Because the program director of the studio just walked in. We're getting a positive call. this should be ringing through the whole place.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, y'all need to be on during the week, like, routinely.
That would be awesome. Do you hear that? This guy says we should be on routinely. I can't say the word routinely. Routinely.
But as he's saying that, he just drove into a building. So I don't know how. No, I'm like kidding.
Where are you from? Are you listening like on the internets?
Yeah, I'm listening on the internet, but I'm from the Tampa area.
Cool.
Well, cool. Are you going to be around this weekend?
Yes, I will, but it's 24 hours of Le Mans weekend, so I'll be doing my car thing. I had to call in because you gave Corvette a shout out and said, fuck you to Mustangs.
Yeah, you know, my dad had a 66 Mustang, and my first real car when I started making money, I bought a 1996 Corvette VR1.
That's what I have. Well, not a VR1, I have an LT4.
Yeah, and then my friend, my Swedish buddy from college, used to call it a dick extender. Because it's a dick extender. And I go, yeah. And when that car would need something fixed, though, it cost tons of money. So he'd be like, "Yeah, it's expensive being the tough guy." That's his thing. That's, you know.
Do
but,
you do you feel like getting having like a nice sports car attracts women? Do you feel like it's like peacocking almost? You know what I mean? Where like a woman's like, oh, look at that nice car, and then they're attracted to you.
I mean, for me, it's more about going to the races and all that. I mean, you know, a girl like a guy with any nice car, because it just says that they, you know, they got their shit together.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
The first time I took the Corvette out, I did have one girl in the trunk and then one girl in the passenger seat. So, you know, it worked for something.
Did the statute of limitations run out on this case? Are you going to tell us that?
Yeah, I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man. Listen, this is a funny story. I come back from South Beach one time. My buddy Greg had a white Corvette like mine.
Right.
And there was this woman who was a stripper that wanted to ride home. And, you know, I don't know why, but she sat late in the back, in that little area in the back. And I sat in the car and he drove. It was, yeah.
You can fit two golf clubs back there. That's actually the rule when they make the Corvettes, is that you got to be able to take you and your buddy out golfing. So
see, that's
you can fit a couple back there.
Well, let's hear it for GM for that innovative thinking. Whoop, you know what I mean? But the Corvette driving on the street is not a good getaway car. It spins. It's, you know, it's a lot of torque. It's kind of hard to keep on the road.
Easy to fishtail.
I mean, 27 miles to the gallon on the highway, though.
Yeah, well, you know. That's why I like the Porsche, the 911 twin-turbo Porsche one time. That car is driving. That's where you want to get away fast. You want to run and no one chasing you. That's the car you want to be in.
I don't know anything about cars, really. I'm just kind of like, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty. It's red.
All right, so if a guy pulls up with a Corvette and a guy pulls up in a Porsche, they're equally as handsome, as equally as funny, who are you jumping in the car with?
Oh, my gosh. I think, you know, because my last name is Barbie, I think I should get in the Corvette.
Oh, look at you.
Right? Like Barbie Corvette, right?
If it was pink, you'd have a problem.
If it was pink, boom.
Well, there you go.
No, I would not like a pink Corvette.
Well, thanks for the comments, my friend, and thanks for listening, and let's hear it for the Le Mans.
Yes, sir. I'll definitely be listening more.
Thank you. Yeah, we're on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show is actually aired here on this on Saturdays and Sundays at 4 p.m., so you can check that out. I'll go to Wake Up Late with...
Yeah, I just started following you guys.
Perfect, man. Well, thanks for listening, guys. As a matter of fact, with that, I think we're going to wrap up things here in Bubby Army Radio with Wake Up Late with Dougie show, our audition here in the studio.
Yes.
And Tiffany joining me today.
Tiffany Barbie, TiffanyComedy.com. People, add me on Instagram and Facebook and all those goodies is on there. Thank you for having me
so much.
I'm very excited to be here.
Now, for all the record, my wife needs to know I invited six other guy comics.
Right, and I did not look at his wiener once.
No. She's touched it a bunch, but she never looked at it. She insists to look away.
Balls don't count.
That's right. And follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and at Dougie and on Twitter. And, of course, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at podbean.com for all the rest of the shows. Thanks for listening, guys, and joining us here at Bubba Army Radio.
Bye.